Om Shanti. A very strong woodcutter was in search of a job, and fortunately he got the job at one place with one timber merchant, and the pay was very good. And the merchant gave that person an axe and showed him the places where he has to cut trees every day. The woodcutter was very enthusiastic with his new work, and on the very first day he cut almost 18 trees. And he was very happy, and his enthusiasm increased all the more. The next day he came again all the more enthusiastic, but the next day he was able to cut only 16 trees, in spite of the fact that he was more filled with zeal, zest. But still, somehow, he was not disappointed, and he prepared his mind for the other day. He came on the third day, but then this time he was able to cut only 12 trees. This was happening quite in spite of himself. He was thinking, what is it? Why it is happening like that? But still, forcefully and with much perseverance, patience, he continued his work. By the end of the week, he found that he could cut only 3 to 4 trees a day. And he was surprised, and he approached his master and told him, "What is this happening? I am not understanding. On the first day, I cut 18 trees, and now I am able to cut only 3 to 4 trees, even though it's not that I am not interested or I am exhausted." The master asks him, "Did you sharpen the axe?" He says, "Sharpen the axe? What for? I have no time for all such things. So many trees to cut. If I waste my time in sharpening the axe, when I will cut the trees? I can cut an extra tree in the time I sharpen the axe." Sometimes we are also like that woodcutter. We are enthusiastic in cutting the trees. We want to clear the jungle, the forest, today Baba said. Forest and garden. Two English words have come in today's Hindi Murli. We are busy in cutting the forest and converting it into a garden. But did we sharpen the axe? Sharpening the axe means to sharpen the intellect. Sharpening the axe means to sharpen the mind. Sharpening the intellect means purifying the mind, cleansing of sanskars. Unless or until that is done internally, a time will come when we would not get exhausted, and yet we are not able to cut the trees. That's why in today's Murli Baba, in blessing, said Swachintan, thinking about self. Swachintan doesn't mean just to keep on narrating knowledge, trying to understand knowledge. explaining it to others. Churning, self-churning means to work on one's minutest weaknesses, to work on one's minutest faults, failings, imperfection, defects, mistakes you have committed. Applying of knowledge and becoming the embodiment of dharana. This is known as Swachintan. Swa means self, Chintan means churning. It doesn't mean just to churn knowledge, just to churn Murli, but churning and applying it to one's life. Otherwise, the first process involves one so much that the second process is lost. In telling others, we forget it to follow. In telling others, we forget that we have also to follow what we are telling. So we become split personality. For example, once there was a man who gave a talk on non-vegetarian food. How non-veg food is harmful. What are the disadvantages of it? How perilous it is? And the audience was hearing with rapt attention. After his speech was over, one young student thought, let me see what this man eats himself. And he followed him. And after the class, after the lecture, this man who talked against vegetarian, non-veg diet and advocated vegetarian diet, straight away went to a restaurant and ordered a non-veg food. So this man who followed him and who was one of the audience, he said to him, just now I heard you for 1 hour, you were talking against non-veg food. How come you are eating yourself? He said, did I ever say in my talk that I don't eat? I told others that they should not eat, but did I say that I don't eat? So, split personality. Showing something, doing something. That's why, where's the Murli? Is he here? Baba said, Swachintan means applying knowledge to your weaknesses, to your mistakes, become the embodiment of dharana and to do self-transformation. This is what we have to do. Simply to repeat the points of knowledge, to relate them and to listen to them is not having pure and positive thought of oneself. Swachintan. Elevated thoughts about oneself, self-churning, self-thinking, self-analysis, self-reflection, soul-searching, introspection, retrospection, self-examination, self-accounting. To have pure and positive thought of oneself, Swachintan, means to think about your subtle weaknesses and very small mistakes and to finish them and to transform them. Unless and until this is done, we cannot progress in spiritual life. So in yesterday's class, we discussed maryadas of Brahmin life. Some of the maryadas are there. You can see on that board. But there are few. We are expanding it. So the first maryada which we saw yesterday, who are the ones who were not there yesterday? Okay, so many were not there yesterday. Yesterday we saw 13 maryadas of Brahmin life and today we see 13 more maryadas of Brahmin life. Just to recap, the first maryada is Amrit Vela, to have very strong, very powerful Amrit Vela. Today also Baba said, keep on remembering Baba throughout the day whilst you walk, whilst you move along. But that is possible only and only when you have your Amrit Vela very strong, very powerful. Without that it is not possible. Second dharana, maryada, brahmacharya or celibacy or purity. The second Lakshman Rekha is the line of purity. That's why Baba said in today's Murli, have the vision of brotherhood. The moment you see body, what happens? Just fallen down. The moment you see body, what happens? What happens? Some disturbance happen. The moment you see body, what happens? Some disturbance. Your vision is spoiled. Unless and until you have the vision of brotherhood, your speech cannot become powerful. Baba said. The arrow will not penetrate the hearts. And that's why see others as point of lights. All those who sit in front of you, to whom you give 7-day course, to him whom you explain the museum, the exhibitions, the group which you take to Madhuban, or all those people who come and you explain them knowledge, the workshops, seminars, everything that is done. Remember that these are all souls. Then only the arrow will hit the target. Otherwise it will go amiss. That's why Baba said, look at one another with the vision of brotherhood and you will not notice the body, because the moment you notice the body starts pulling. The consciousness of maleness, femaleness enter. Masculine, feminine thing enters. And the hormones hijacks the intellect. The sensual hormones hijacks the intelligence. And one falls prey to bodily attraction. And that vision of soul consciousness is lost. So the third dharana, first Amritvela, second Brahmacharya, third center atmosphere. Make the goal, have the aim to make this atmosphere very powerful. It should not become a service hub. Just a hub of service where everybody is busy only in doing the service. Ours is not the social service, remember that. Ours is spiritual social service. Otherwise, remembrance is out and only service remains. And one is working mechanically. One program after another program. One retreat after another retreat. Just a mechanical work is going on. One public program, second public program, third public program. This work, that work, calling him, calling that, this chief guest, that chief guest. Just a center of hospitality. This is ashram. And ashram is for tapasya, not just for service. Service is something that should happen as a result of the vibrations which are here. So it's a duty of every Brahmin to make the atmosphere of service very, very powerful, to make the atmosphere of center very powerful, because this is Madhuban, a mini Madhuban. The fourth maryada is dress code. See that your dress is not fanciful. See that your dress covers the body properly. See that the dress should not make someone get attracted towards me. It should be decent, not transparent, not small, covering body properly with match, not dirty, clean, so that if anybody looks at you, they should feel that these are highly elevated people. They are not ordinary people. And preferably white. Why? Because that white reminds you that we are different from the world. It's a sort of protection. It reminds you that we are different from the world. Worldly people are different, I am different. Otherwise, we get lost. What they do, we start doing the same. We cannot see the things which they see. We cannot do the things which they do. We cannot speak the things which they speak. Our activities are spiritual. Our look, our behavior, our demeanor, our etiquettes, our manners should be spiritual. Then next maryada. Economy. Be economical. Don't waste water unnecessarily. Because nobody sees you inside the bathroom. That doesn't mean that you can keep on pouring and pouring and pouring and wasting buckets of water. Electricity. Petrol, diesel, money. Baba says, kam kharch bala nashin. With minimum money, try to do more service. Resources of yajna and the subtlest thoughts, speech, don't waste. Then next, food. Be careful about your food, what you eat, how you eat, how much you eat, with what attitude you eat, and do you offer bhog or not. And then giving good wishes, happiness and blessings to everyone. And then spiritual, then holy company. Seek the company of the holy people. And then inculcate virtues. And then journey to Madhuban. And then love for one Baba. And then Murli churning. So this Murli churning is very important thing. Keep on churning Murli points. Every day you have so many new points in Murli. So take out any one point from there and churn. What is the new thing that Baba said today? What are the... Yes? What is the new thing that Baba said today? Yeah? Baba said you have double engine. So how is the double engine? Baba talked about warriors. So which warriors we are? So churn. So one churning homework I am giving to all of you. Qualities of a spiritual warrior. Write down whole day 10 qualities of a spiritual warrior. And comparing each quality with the worldly warrior. This is a worldly warrior, very strong, courageous. Spiritual warrior, warrior strong and courageous. Now strong in what and courageous in what? They kill those enemy, which enemy we kill? Comparison like this. That is just one point. In this, some different points throughout the day keep on churning. So these are the 13 points, 13 maryadas. 14th. N. N means no. Make a list of no in Brahmin life. Do not do list. What are the things I should not do at all? And one of the things is all cinema. No cinema. Baba is very strict about this. All the Maya enters through all those TV channels. All the thoughts get polluted through all those unrealistic stories. Sensual stories, audio-visual things first, then no to all the outside food that many of us easily follow, but then there are many traps. We have so many things like machine-made food and all those things. no to worldly addictions. Addiction could be anything. There are so many online addictions nowadays. For example, news itself sometimes becomes an addiction. I want to know the news. What is happening in politics, what is happening here, what is happening there, what is happening here. As I told yesterday, very, very juicy news. A priest, a Hindu priest, was sleeping in one temple one day, and suddenly a feather came out of his mouth. Probably it fell from above and it came out. When he woke up, he found this feather. So he went and told his wife that a feather suddenly came out of my mouth. And he told his wife, please don't tell this to anyone. Probably it must have fallen from above on my lips and it came out. So wife said, oh, I will not tell. But she was restless the whole night because she wanted to tell this news to somebody. And the early in the morning she went to the neighbor and she told that lady that I will tell you one secret thing, but please don't tell this to anyone. My husband was sleeping and a small feather came out, and I know that this feather looks like to be of pigeon, and pigeon are very uncommon in this area, but please don't tell this to anyone. The woman, the neighbor, is restless the whole day because she wants to tell this news to somebody. By evening her husband comes and she tells him, have you heard? I have one secret to share with you, but please don't tell this to anyone. Our priest, a bunch of feather came out from his mouth when he was sleeping. But please don't tell this to anyone. The husband says, but he is a vegetarian. Oh, so it's a sign of bad omen. So the man is very restless the whole night. Next day he goes to the job and he meets his friend and he tells him, have you heard? But please don't share with anyone. You know our priest, the whole pigeon came out of from his mouth. And that friend of this person then started telling it to everyone, telling everyone that please don't tell. And by the end of 1 week, people started saying that many birds are coming out from the mouth every day. So people flocked around the village, the house of that priest. Please show us the miracle. We want to show how the birds are coming out of different varieties, different colors. He says, nothing is coming out. Please forgive me. They says, no, we want to see. And he has to leave the village. And he runs away. This is how the gossip spreads. Fake news. No to gossips. No to all this chit-chatting, worldly news, online games, online news, online shopping. People keep on doing online shopping so much they are addicted to it. Just to press buy and the things comes. And hardly you have opened that thing, the new thing comes. There's a BK brother who was sharing the news that my wife keeps on buying one sari today. Before it comes, she buys another one. And before the first one is opened, she is buying the third one. She keeps on doing this the whole day. It has become an addiction. So no, make a list of things in Brahmin life which we should say no. No to worldly news. Okay, to know the information is okay. But to get drowned in that is not needed or necessary. Gossips, news, games, worldly activity, films, affairs, what all things are going on here, there. Unnecessary getting involved in others' personal affairs. No. Make a list of no. This is Maryada. And then P. P means printing literature. These Maryadas which we are talking is for the center students. P means without the permission of the center in charge. Without the... Okay, we'll come to that. Okay, we'll come to that. First, let us finish P now. So P means printing literature without the permission. What many people do at center, if there is some program, they will print out, make a print of pamphlets, folders on their own without telling the center people. This happens in many centers. Without the permission of the person who is instrument, they publish some pamphlets, some folders, some advertisements, some news and start circulating it. This is not the maryada. This is a very important thing. It might be not there here, or in many centers it's not there, but it is there at many other places. We have seen that. They form their own group and they overpower the center people or nivasis or instrument souls and force them that you have to do it like this. And we already done it, see. So this is not the maryada. O means observing Srimat. Somebody had asked me the question in the northern retreat, what is the difference between Srimat and maryada? Maryada means something which is must. Srimat is vast. Maryadas come under Srimat. So Srimat means what Baba says in Murli, like general instructions. And maryadas means ordinance. Maryadas means strict audience. Maryadas means farman, fatwa. Maryadas are something like, if you don't do it, you will get punishment. But Srimat is, okay, as far as possible, remember the father. This is Srimat, a little milder one. But both are by Supreme God. So both are necessary. So observing Srimat. And then Q. Q means, yeah? Yes? Questions what? Q? Yeah? Unnecessary questions, not to ask. Who will decide which is necessary and which is unnecessary? Yeah? Quality control and quality assurance. This is a thing which is in all the bigger companies, markets, hospitals, they talk of this. Means, whatever you do, that should be a quality service. And there should be quality control. There should be some barometer to check whether what service you have done is correct, has quality or not. It's not that like you have been given some task to explain exhibition to a group and you are in a hurry. So you just explain this and go. There's no quality to that. Whatever programs you do, plan it properly and then only implement it. Planning, some meeting, there should not be any confusion. There should be smooth functioning of all the programs. You must have seen so many programs in Madhuban, how nicely they are planned. And actually this is quite a natural sanskar with Brahmin to conduct programs in a very smooth manner. So there's much to say about it. But when I say quality control and quality service, quality assurance, it doesn't just mean planning program, but every small seva which we do, it should be very good. It should have a good quality. The smallest of the services which are done, the smallest of our activities should have certain standards, a quality. You know, in the utensils, I don't know which marks they use here in Malaysia. In India, they have ISI mark. That shows that the quality of this is very good. ISI. So many marks. So in that way, every action of ours should have a stamp. Which mark is here? S-R-I-M. S-R-I-M. SRIM. Okay. So that shows the good quality of the things. So whatever actions we should do, they should be stamped by God. Yes, I approve it. Baba should put his stamp. Yes, you have done this, approved. It is right. You know, in the post office they put stamp like this, like this. So here also Baba should put the stamp. We have done the seva, show to Baba. Baba says, oh right, go ahead, approved. And sometimes you show, Baba says, oh, lot of garbad, lot of disturbance. Go back, do again and come. And then R. R means relationships within the Brahmin family. How are our relationships in this family? Loving, peaceful, harmonious and detached. We should have loving relationships. We should have very peaceful, loving, peaceful, sweet relationships with each other. There should not be fights, conflicts, differences of opinion. Might be there, but that doesn't mean that you nurture hatred for anybody in the Brahmin family. Know that all Brahmins are elevated souls, no matter whether they do any effort or not. Baba said the last of the child here is further ahead or greater than the persons who are in the world. Why? Because he has recognized the father. The greatest of the saints, the greatest of the spiritual leaders, the religious founders and religious persons, the Shankaracharya, Tirthankar, Imams, messengers of God, child of God, they have not recognized the father, you have recognized. That's why every child is important. In one of the Avyakta Murli, Baba had said, do you know what is the difference between you and father? And Baba answered, if one child has got 9 defects and 1 virtue, Baba sees that virtue. And what is the problem with you? If somebody has got 9 virtues and 1 defect, you use your microscope and you can find out, oh, this is the problem. There is a soul who is very good, all the dharnas, prepares very good food, offers bhog, all the maryadas, does lot of service and wakes up for Amrit Vela, listens to Murli nicely, but Baba, I have seen him sleeping once during Amrit Vela and I cannot forgive him for that. That's not a sign of yogi. Our expectations from others are too much in the Brahmin family. We expect others to become the highest of yogi following all the dharnas. We can't see them having slightest fault. And if they have, we start spreading the news everywhere. So, remember this. Relationships should be loving. And one more thing which I added is detached. Don't form intimate personal relationship with anyone in the Brahmin family. Too much of digital communication, too much of WhatsApp communication, too much of calling, WhatsApp calling, video calling. I want to see the face of the person I am talking with. What? It's a great maya. The digital world has got unknown lanes where you can get lost. Keep the distance. 2 persons, there should be sweet distance between them. The moment they try to come close together too much, the disturbance starts. You have gone to do some service somewhere. You do the service and come back. After you come back, no need to keep on calling every day and telling them what you are doing and where you are. Who bothers? But then, if 2 persons start doing that, then a lot of attachment develops. That could be between 2 sisters, between 2 brothers, between a brother and a sister. 3 combinations. 2 sisters, 2 brothers, and brother and a sister. The dangerous one is the 3rd one. Attachment could be between anyone. Okay, I'll give you one condition. Do you want to have fight with somebody or do you want to have attachment with somebody? Option is any one you have to select. What you will select? Either you can have fight with somebody or you have a very strong attachment with somebody. Only two options. So you want to fight with others. Fight is always better. There is a lot of detachment in the fight. But attachment is dangerous. You are restless all the time. You keep on missing that person. You send a message and you keep on waiting. It has not come, no reply. So better to have fight. But otherwise don't have any one of them. But if given an option, this is better. Once two sisters from foreign came to Dadi Janki and that they said that these two sisters keep on fighting, two different center. Keep on fighting. Dadi said, fighting? No, it's okay. They should not have attachment. Once in Madhuban, I saw two sisters were sitting together. Too much attached. One sister was feeding her, other sister was feeding her. So much love. She was feeding her and she was feeding her. With spoon. Bond. Very strong bond. Going together for the Murli, going together for the class. Going together for the Amrit Vela, going together for the retreat, staying together in one room, going together for walk, everything together. The moment one is not there, other is restless. So this is relationships, they should be detachment, some distance. And then S means silence and solitude. In this Brahmin life, don't get lost too much in words and crowd. You should have internal space where you stay silence. You maintain silence within. And that's why the morning period is very good. At least till 8 o'clock, maintain silence. Stay all alone. Go for a walk. Seek nature. Sit somewhere. Read Murli. Churn Murli. Write something creative. Talk with Baba. Talk with self. Do something like that. So, solitude. And then T means trusteeship. Whilst living at home, behave like a bank manager who gets so much money, but he knows that this money is not mine. He keeps on counting money the whole day. But he knows that not a single rupee is mine. Ringgit is mine. So we are trustees. We have been given something to take care of. That's not mine. I have been given this. Once a king develops vairag and he wants to take sannyas, he wants to give up the world. He doesn't want the pleasures of the world. He feels that this duty of a king is engaging me too much. Keep on doing so many things throughout the day, listening to people, this. I am not getting time for self-progress. I want to achieve progress in spirituality. So he goes to one sadhu, to one guru, to sannyasi, to one yogi, and he tells him that I want to give up all this. So the guru gives him a trick. He says, okay, do one thing. Can you do one thing? He says, yes. Give your kingdom to me. I will take your kingdom and I will become the king. And I will look after your kingdom. The king becomes so happy. Oh, there is some candidate. Please take the kingdom. I am going. I don't want to do anything in this kingdom now. I want to do tapasya. That's it. But then the sadhu asked that king, where you will go? How will you earn your livelihood? He said, I will find something or other. So the sadhu says, I have one job available. Can you do that job? Now you have already given me the kingdom. So I am the king. But I have one job available. Can you work as a king in my kingdom? That is my kingdom. You just work. I'll give you payment. But you work as a king. So this king just agrees. Oh, it's okay. Now he is a king. Now he is busy throughout the day. But he knows that now it is not my kingdom. I have been employed by somebody. And I am working as a king. And I get my payment. But I have to continue my spiritual practices. So the first king and this second king, same person, but there's a lot of difference now. The first one was always burdened, thinking of spiritual things. I want to give up this and do some spiritual. But now he is doing the same things, but at the same time he is doing spiritual things. What has happened? Trusteeship. Become a trustee. Nothing is mine. I have been given all this center, this house, this place, these things just to look after. Nothing is mine, no one is mine. Trusteeship. And then, you. You means using Baba's Gyan in day-to-day life. This Gyan is not just for memorizing, reading in the class, writing notes. This Gyan is for practical use. You are the businessman of God, Baba said in today's Murli. Bhagwan ke saudagar. You have dealership with God. So this is Gyan, using Gyan for in practical life. And then V. V means visiting other center. These are the maryadas. We are talking of center students. Whenever you go to any other center, from your center, you should carry a letter. That letter should be from the instrument soul. You should not just go because you know somebody. These are the rules of yajna. That whenever you go to another center, you should have some letter or some communication with the center from the previous center where you visit. And go with the permission of your center instrument when you go to other center. Just don't go because you know people there. You are breaching the principle of yajna by doing that. And then W. W means wash after motion. Taking bath after motion. That's everybody does that. And that's the rule of yajna. Wash after motion. And then X. X means X-ray. X-ray means self-checking twice a day. Make it a rule that you do self-checking twice a day. First self-checking should be in the morning, as Baba said in today's blessing. All of you children churn the knowledge very well, but to use the knowledge for yourself and to become an embodiment of dharana and to transform oneself, it is in this that you receive marks in the final result. So, subtle weaknesses, small mistakes, finish, transform them. For that you need checking. Along with service which one is doing. Service are very good, everybody is doing excellent service in this yajna. Some is serving in the kitchen, some is serving in transport, doing some service of gyan, some is doing the service of churning knowledge and telling to others, some is serving in the audio, some is serving translations. Any service, every service is great. No service, two service can be compared. One cannot say that I am doing better service than you. It is not the question of service, it is the question of attitude. Person can be cleaning the bathroom, but his service can be greater than the one who is speaking in front of lakhs, because that person might get ego, as Baba said in today's slogan. Remember, Karan Karavan are Baba at every moment, and you will not have any arrogance of the consciousness of I. If somebody develops the arrogance of the consciousness of I in doing any service, what is the use? It's better to be as incognito as possible, as humble as possible, knowing that I am just an instrument. Feel this feeling of humble. Instrument, instrument, instrument. I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument. We are just the taps, you know, tap. The tank is above, filled with water, and I am the tank. So water of that tank is coming through this tap. If the tap fills, oh, I am giving water, the tank will stop one day. It will prefer some other tap. You are just the tap. This is a wall and these are the taps. Water is above. So let the water come. What is the arrogance? He is doing everything. All works are because of Him. Thy will shall be done. So what is the need of, what is the question of arrogance? So, self-checking, X. Then Y. Y means yoga twice a day. First we said about Amrit Vela, but here comes the evening yoga. Just as Amrit Vela Yoga is important, see that you do not miss evening yoga from 6:30 to 7:30 or 7 to 7:30. You might be working, you might be in job, you might be traveling or doing anything. In case, that time also make it a aim, at least that evening time, even while working or driving, link yourself totally with Baba. And when you are not doing anything, simply go and sit in front of Baba's, in Baba's translate, and do meditation, proper meditation as you do official meditation. One is the whole day we are remembering, but these are official timings. Two times, morning and evening. And last, Z means zeal and enthusiasm, zeal and zest. Which whatever work you do, do it with enthusiasm. Whether it is yoga, whether it is service, whether it is reading Murli, narrating Murli, listening Murli, writing Murli, explaining Murli, discussing knowledge, discussing exhibition, anything that could be. Do everything with enthusiasm in life. Don't be a very dull person who is not interested and who has been forced to do things. So these are total 26 maryadas of center. So the 14th is no. 14th is no. M, N. And then O means observing Srimad. P means printing of literature. Q means quality control and quality assurance. R means relationships. S means silence and solitude. There is one more word. Solitude means when there is nobody around. So there are two words in English. One is loneliness, another is solitude. What is the difference? Are they same? Dictionary says they are same. One is loneliness, another is solitude. What is the difference? Anyone? Loneliness means? Yeah? Missing somebody. Loneliness means sorrow. Loneliness means misery. Loneliness means a stage of unhappiness. I am feeling lonely today. In both the states, nobody is around. But solitude, nobody is around you, but you are in a stage of absolute bliss. That is solitude, ekant, ekyant, lost in one. That is one meaning of the solitude. Solitude is a state of bliss, happiness, rapture, ecstasy. So, as then T means trusteeship, nothing is mine. U means using Baba's Gyan in practical life every day. Try to apply. Take one point of knowledge and see what happens. Take one point of knowledge. Baba says, be tolerant. Go at, in your home, somebody insults you, somebody shouts at you. Wait and see what happens if I don't speak anything. Be tolerant. The result would be beneficial. Next, V. Visiting other center, always take the permission. First we discuss visiting Madhuban, and this is now visiting another center, always with the permission of your center in charge, instrument souls or center Nivasis. Don't go on your own anywhere, thinking that this is my home, I will go everywhere. And you might commit some blunder there. Then we, W, wash after the bath, and then X-ray, do your X-ray, self-checking. Very important. And read today's blessing multiple times throughout the day. It's very important. Today's blessing from Sakar Murli. Next, yoga twice a day. If evening yoga missing, so just start your preparation from 6 p.m. only for 6:30 p.m. yoga. You have to begin preparation of every yoga at least 15 minutes before. And the last, zeal and enthusiasm. Is zeal and enthusiasm is lost? Go and listen to old classes of yajna and bring back your zeal and enthusiasm. If zeal and enthusiasm is lost, read some enthusiastic book and bring back the enthusiasm. If zeal and enthusiasm is lost, read some motivational talk, listen to motivational speeches. Bring yourself in motivation. Self-motivate yourself, self-inspire yourself. Go for a walk, sit somewhere, meet somebody, talk with somebody, chat with somebody and ask, what should I do? So these are the total 26 Maryadas, Lakshman Rekha, rules of code on conduct of yajna. Okay, Om Shanti.